All right, so our guest next week, Mike?
Yeah.
Don Box and Chris Anderson.
Wow, the Don Box, the Chris Anderson.
Yes, because we've announced that they're going to do a live coding keynote at PDC.
So that's cool. Right?
Yeah.
They've done this kind of thing in the past, but now we're giving a big slot.
An entire keynote this time.
I can't wait.
They can't wait either.
Speaking of brains and challenges, I mean, those two guys are great.
What is going on?
Yeah, these are great. So, Hard Hat Challenge, right? This has become a kind of a popular thing, although it's frustrating me because these people are solving these challenges in 6 hours. So we tried to make it a little bit harder this week.
Better get smarter.
Better get smarter. That's right. So a couple of things I want to point out. First of all, Philip Lieberman solved our last one in 6 hours and 1 minute, which is 11 minutes faster than the first one. Amazing
wow.
guy. He's of Lieberman Software. Congratulations, Philip. We'll get that shirt out to you. By the way, I'm wearing the very shirt that we are giving out.
Oh.
So this is the one
that
we're
that one.
Giving out. Yeah, that's right. So reminder of the rules, no Microsoft employees. You can only win once, right? Great that you try again, but you can only win once. And the first person who posts the answer to the question on the thread is the one that wins.
Woo-hoo.
So let's shout out this one. And it's really a combination of the first two. The first one was really visual. The second one was a poem, so kind of auditory. This one's really a visual and an auditory puzzle.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. So I'll give two hints before I show it. One is think of the 1950s. Or there's something,
Mad Men.
Something from the 1950s involved here. That'll help a little
I'm
bit.
Getting into that show.
Yep. And the other little auditory piece I'd give is when the groups seem to tie, pick the group with the lowest guy. So here is the puzzle of the week. I'll let Robert focus in on that so he can get a good shot of it.
When the groups seem to tie, pick the group with the lowest guy.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, a little obscure, but that's the challenge of the week. And
we'll post
the answer to the forum. We'll see how people do.
But you know what? There's other ways to win.
Other ways to win.
Yes. This is why we have Denise Begley, who's in charge of all the marketing for PDC, on our show this week.
Excellent. Welcome, Denise.
Hi.
So tell us about contests. What's going on with contests?
Well, I brought the brain over. You guys have seen the brain on the contest page?
Have.
Yes.
So what we're doing this year is we're giving people the opportunity to capture the brain power, which is the theme of PDC 2008, and get them to let us know what they think that is. And if they submit pictures, they get to be able to go to the Emmys.
That's cool.
Wow.
Emmys
a free
cool.
trip to Los Angeles, go to the Emmys?
Stuns me every time I hear it.
I'm jealous.
So the LA Convention Center and Visitors Bureau gave us these trips, and they are so happy to have us back in LA. They also said, why don't we give you three packages, one to the Lakers, one to the Dodgers, and one to a Universal movie premiere for your attendees. So anyone who registers by September 8th will be able to be entered to win if they use the RSVP code LA Experience. They will get a trip for two. That includes flights, hotel, ground transportation to the games, or the movie premiere.
Wow.
Those are some cool prizes.
I love it. So this is in addition to going to the PDC. This is not your trip to the PDC at the end of October.
Yeah, just think
You can take your wife, your husband, your whatever, Mike.
Yeah, just think if you get to go to LA for PDC and you don't really go to experience LA, you get to come back or go ahead and bring a partner, a spouse, a friend
awesome.
To these great experiences.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. But these things are, these contests are ending soon, so you've got to move fast, right?
Yeah. And oh, one more contest.
Of course.
Did you notice my lovely t-shirt?
Love that shirt.
That is a cool shirt.
Yeah. Love it.
So I designed this t-shirt.
And you did a good job.
I did it so that I'd inspire other people to design their own t-shirts, and we have a t-shirt design contest, and you have to submit that by August 26th. And all you have to do is go to microsoftpdc.com/social/contest.aspx, and you'll be able to see the rules and regulations, but enter by August 26th. You can design the PDC shirt, or everyone gets to wear my design.
So anybody out there, really, can submit their design, and in potential, we're going to print this thousands of times and give it to every attendee.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
That's totally cool, because we usually have the real stiff Microsoft PDC t-shirt.
Yeah, oh, this is cool.
This is the internal cool shirt, right? Matter of fact, that's an internal shirt right now.
Hey, it is an internal shirt.
So submit the design,
one of a kind.
Right? That's what you're saying.
Yep.
And get them in.
Wow.
Absolutely.
By August 26th.
Very cool.
I love it.
I love that, too.
Thank you, Denise.
Thanks for showing up, Denise.
See
appreciate
later.
It.
Bye.
Bye.
Quick, we have another guest.
Another
come
guest.
Up.
Wow,
David
the timer at ticks.
We're
like 2 minutes.
6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
An actual real designer.
A real designer. White is the new black.
They let me out of the cage.
So David has been working with us from the very beginning of the PDC planning, and he is responsible. He's the creative director for PDC.
Yeah, matter of fact, all the great looking stuff, the website, the way it looks, the way it feels, the way it works.
Yep.
You can thank David for making
heavily
sure that's all pulled
influenced
together.
All of that, gave the direction,
right.
Plus all the user experience around the website, the online experience. All David's brain's been captured and put into the PDC
and there it is.
Website, which is very cool.
It's been captured and put into a bottle.
And we have a couple of really new things that we're doing this year that David's here to talk about.
Yeah, so one of the trouble spots, I'll say, of the last couple of conferences.
You're being kind.
Has been around sessions and mm-hmm. the ability for people to browse through the sessions and then add them to an agenda of their own. We've also had experiences that are kind of disjointed. So I learn one and then something else comes up and I have to learn the next. So what am I talking about? So I'm talking about we created this thing called Agenda Builder, which essentially is all the sessions. Every session is tagged. Your team has gone through and tagged all the sessions.
So this is like tags by technology.
Tags
like
by technology or by level
okay,
at yep. the moment. And then we'll be adding a couple more tags mm-hmm. And pivot points around that. So I don't know, about 2 months ago or so, I met with just random people. I went down the hall, started pulling people, and we had a meeting and brainstormed around what would be a good session, a way for people to browse through sessions. And so the result is a kind of a two-phase process. The first is the one that's launched live today, which is the ability for people to look through pivoting on tags, and then I can actually add them to what we're referring to as my session. So I'm creating a list of the sessions that are interesting to me. Those sessions then get saved, and your team actually uses that to kind of look through, see which sessions are the most popular, and then be able to schedule times and room locations for that. In mid-October, prior to the conference going live, we will then add a timeline view. So we'll be able to look at all of the, like, a day and see what sessions are happening throughout the day, so which is something we've never really done before.
Mm. So as an attendee, then, if I get this straight, I can go, literally today, I can go to MicrosoftPDC.com,
yep.
click on agendas, look at the sessions.
Correct.
I can pivot it by tag. I can choose the things that interest me most and
That's
add
right.
them to my sessions.
Yep.
It'll remember that information.
Correct.
And then when you flip over this new functionality in mid-October, it just automatically kind of takes all the sessions I'm interested
right.
in and lays them out on a calendar for me to manage.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
cool.
And
Very
then
cool.
in
it's
addition
cool.
to that, we have even today, every page has its own, every session has its own page, which is hosted on Channel 9. So if you want to look at additional details or you want to get into a discussion around a particular session, you can click the View Details button, I think is what it's called right mm-hmm. at the moment, and it kicks you over to Channel 9. There's additional resources that the speaker has put up, so white papers, other URLs to product team sites and mm-hmm. what have you.
Related Sessions.
Related Sessions is on there. So it's a way to kind of be one step in front of the user to anticipate what their needs may be. When a session is done and published, again, it will be kind of hosted on the Agenda Builder, and then you click to watch that, it will again take you over to Channel 9. So those session details pages will also evolve. So as sessions are published, that's where they'll go.
So there's really two publishing, right? There's publishing of the session title and abstract, which a lot of it's already happened now and more will happen.
Correct.
But you're also referring, I think, to the video recording of the actual session.
That's right.
When it happens at the event, cool. is it going right. to go in the same place?
It will always go in the same spot.
That's cool.
A permalink, exactly. So in the past, there's been a completely new experience for people for once the videos are published. Now we're kind of combining them together. And in addition to that, that's where we will have, if you register with your live ID, that's where you'll be able to submit a session eval is kind of what we're thinking
nice.
About now, too. So it's everything related to a session is all happening in one spot.
And as we are determining the popularity of sessions due to this agenda builder, we're figuring out where we need to make some tweaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, we're figuring out which are going to be the biggest sessions so we can put them into the biggest rooms so mm-hmm. everyone can have a seat.
Mm-hmm.
The other
right.
thing is maybe some of the abstracts aren't really popping as much as we think they should be, so that helps us go back and tweak some of that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, if there's not interest in the session, maybe it's because it's the way it's written.
Yeah.
The other thing, before my time runs out,
yeah.
is if anybody has feedback on the agenda builder and the mm-hmm. way we're doing it, I would love to hear that from people just because, you know, we're kind of all operating within ourselves here, and it would be nice to if people have comments or compliments or they're having problems, let us know, because I think there's still plenty of time for us to make minor tweaks here and there, and then as we're developing the timeline view, that might come into play as well. So people can send mail to me at, what is it, PDC feedback.